The examination of Hewlett-Packard remains fully charged. The company faces investigations from prosecutors and from lawmakers. Congress is examining the company's spying scandal. Lawmakers want to know why HP used practices including pretexting to find out who was leaking boardroom secrets. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Lawmakers like Kentucky Republican Edward Whitfield were already alarmed about pretexting.
To be clear, pretexting means using fraud, deceit, and impersonation to acquire someone's personal records without his or her consent.
Whitfield chairs the House Subcommittee on Oversight Investigations, which has been looking into pretexting for the past 8 months. Members demanded to know why HP allowed it to happen. Patricia Dunn, who just resigned as chairwoman of HP's board, said she wasn't to blame.
I have no recollection of a conversation that included anything about the misrepresentation of identity to obtain phone records.
Dunn said she didn't find out about it until June. Whitfield scolded her and others for turning a blind eye.
So it would appear that Hewlett-Packard relied upon a document prepared by a law clerk hired by the private investigator saying that pretexting was legal.
And lawmakers pointed out some company officials had long suspected that it wasn't. Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey questioned company investigator Fred Adler.
So you believed it was illegal then as well, in January?
In January, yes, sir, I did.
Many others who could have shed light on the investigation refused to testify, invoking their constitutional right against self-incrimination. HP's CEO and new chairman of the board, Mark Hurd, promised to keep digging.
And I will get to the bottom of this. I pledge that HP will take whatever steps necessary to make sure nothing like this ever happens again.
But members of the committee don't want to take chances. They want legislation making it crystal clear that pretexting is a crime. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.